This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on congressional proposals are moving from bizarre to tragically depressing. There's just no pretense anymore about whether Republican proposals are seeking to serve the entire population. That's posturing and prevarication for sure, but shame has left Washington, leaving hardly a blush mark. There's always a last-ditch hope that a miracle might unravel the freight train tax bill, but hope is not a plan. And the whistle seems to be blowing loudly for all of us worried about someone other than the rich and corporate interest. We better dive off the track. Nobody really, really, truly knows all of what is in the tax bill, including the senators who are voting for it. Frankly, that should not only say it all, but say enough and hold your damned horses. Instead, what we know is horrific. It'd be one thing if it simply helped the rich and corporations. That's hardly news from this Congress, and that's been happening for years and years at this point. Administration to administration, including both Democrats and Republicans. It's how we became one of the most unequal societies among advanced countries in the world, right? But the bill doesn't involve the usual shell game of moving things out of sight and under a different cuff. This bill, in fact, hurts much of the middle class, no matter what the posturing and pretense of its advocates. Worse, it seems the poorest parts of our society are being asked to pay these pikers. The health mandate is now about to become an odd victim of this tax bill, and an unrelated amendment has been grafted onto the tax measure to eliminate the requirement and therefore the penalties paid for not having insurance, all of which could jeopardize the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans couldn't get a majority to repeal, but by force-feeding this amendment with tax giveaway to donors, they may get it done. The tax bill may also trigger huge reductions in Medicaid spending and other entitlements, which also benefit lower-income Americans. Treating student loans as income will hammer all of the lower and middle-income students trying to get an education to better their lives without the resources of upper-class families to simply sign the checks and move forward. This is unbelievable, except for one terrible fact. It's true. And if it's one thing, it's another. We're not just giving away enough to corporations, so another amendment will allow drilling in the Arctic as an odd bit grafted onto this mess. Another bill will renege on a promise of student loan repayment for students who work in rural and depressed areas for nonprofits for 10 years and allow predatory for-profit institutions to gobble up more student dreams and their dollars. The FCC is trying to eviscerate net neutrality, which could be the end of the internet as we know it now. And on and on and on. Meanwhile, Trump tweets his tactical diversion so that people are watching his clown show while Congress and his cabinet heads go gut one program after another that were designed to protect or advance Americans. Resistance doesn't describe what's needed now. It's gone from bizarre to depressing. No one could have made this stuff up. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.